Hello, dear friends. I'm Andrew McLean. And these are my friends, John Bird.
Hi.
Tony Gump.
Hello.
And that's all the friends I have. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Back in the saddle, man. I was just telling you guys that it's nice to be back. I know we were here, just like 4 or 5 days ago. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, and maybe I just personally had a long weekend, it feels like it's a lifetime. It has been for you because it's been a week.
Right. I mean, I've been out of state. So, I've been as far away from a podcast as you can get.
Mm.
I miss it.
We'll talk about your trip in a moment.
Sure.
Tony Gump, which has, he's got his 20,000 projects going on.
Yeah, there's always something going on, but had a good weekend. It was a good trans day on Sunday and Easter and all that stuff, so we're good to go.
Did you enjoy your trans day of visibility?
I mean, every year, March 31st, baby, you know.
How many, can we just go ahead and acknowledge the fact that the gays and the LGBT have like literally half the year covered? Somebody called in today and they said they've got 100 between LGBT, well, I guess that's the trans too, that they've got like 170 something days of the year.
Yes.
It's like a day, a week, a month, and it's like, why? We made it clear on the radio, like, if you want to be trans, stay out of the, you know, women's locker room, things like this, don't mess with the kids. But why do y'all get to have, like, y'all got more days and weeks and months than even African-American heritage?
Yeah.
Does that not make people angry?
I mean, it made me angry. My thing is, if they were going to be in a parade, would they be riding in a convertible Trans Am?
Mm.
Think about that.
You
never hear about Trans Ams anymore.
A trans parade.
Yeah, a Trans Am.
What if you had a trans in a Trans Am, like a homecoming queen? You got
right.
The top off, and they're up doing the trans wave in a Trans Am.
Well, I can tell you what would happen if I were driving. I'd just be moving along, everybody be smiling, and I would floor it so that person would fall out the back.
Oh, John.
And then
Bird.
I would put it in reverse.
John
no,
Bird.
I would not.
John
I would never.
Bird.
What the heck? I would never do that.
What
you'd
if you had
break the transmission doing that too?
Yeah.
The transmission of the Trans Am carrying the.
At this point, you would have a Trans Am carrying a trans person leaking trans fluid.
That's right.
And it would that's too much trans for one parade.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Yeah, and trans fluid's red, too. I never really did like that.
So we've officially, we usually don't name these podcasts until after we're done, but it's officially the trans show. That's what I'm going to name it.
Oh,
can we look up real quick on Google? Type in all LGBTQ holidays. I just want to go through the list real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
And see how many there really are. Okay, here we go. July 16th, International Drag Day. August, let's start February.
Okay.
February 20th through the 26th. So this is a week. It's the Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. March is Bisexual Health Awareness Month.
March, Zero Discrimination Day?
March 1st, Zero Discrimination Day. March 31st is Trans Day of Visibility. April 6th is Asexual Day. 22nd is Day of Silence. April 26th, International Lesbian Visibility Day. Was it May 17th, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and what's that last word? I can't read it.
Transphobia.
Transphobia. And what's the next one saying?
Agender Pride Day.
May 19th, Agender Pride Day. What does this say? May 22nd, Harvey Milk Day.
Yeah.
May 24th, Pansexual and Panromantic Visibility Day.
Oh,
it goes on and on.
Junis Pride Month, HIV Long-Term Survivors Awareness Day, Pulse Remembrance Day, a Pulse Nightclub. Or we checking for somebody's pulse. Stonewall Riots Anniversary, Omnisexual Visibility.
I mean,
come on, dude. Come on. Like, y'all get over yourselves.
I mean, really, how many people are omnisexual? I mean, really?
What does that mean?
I guess it means anything and everything goes.
Back to the Google machine, Tony.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Omnisexual.
What is omnisexual? What does that even mean? Okay. It says attraction to all genders. Yep. Omnisexual is a sexual orientation. A person who is omnisexual can be attracted to all genders. I thought that was bisexual.
Well, but remember, they don't acknowledge just two.
It says
genders.
Gender will usually play a role in something and picking the. So what it's saying is, instead of bisexual being into men and women, omnisexual is into men, women, furries, and people that just don't know.
Yeah, men who claim 54. To be women. Yeah. Women who claim to be men.
All 54 genders.
Yeah, I think so.
You think YouTube's even going to let us put this video up?
This would be fun to find out.
We're celebrating it, aren't we?
Yes.
Celebrate.
Yay.
It's a trans celebration. Anyway. What I do want to talk about is I noticed Chris Cuomo was on the PBD podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird deal because Chris Cuomo is getting to this point where he's actually making sense, and he never did. Like, he said some of the most awful things while he was on CNN. He really did. He told us, Chris Cuomo said to us, that it was illegal for us to go to WikiLeaks and read the Podesta emails.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were going to, like, the cops were going to kick down our door and arrest us if we were reading them. And those Podesta's emails woke a lot of people up. Like, they were vitally important to where we are today. Eats a Pay Ain't Gay and things of that nature. I'm definitely not saying that on YouTube.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'll never look at a hot dog the same again.
That's right. All I can see is Obama's face and Michelle Obama's hot dog. That's all I see when I look at a hot dog. Especially when you go to Costco and they got the 2 foot ones.
The jumbo.
The jumbo. Yeah.
The Nathan's gigantic.
Right. But I do want to cover your trip.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just get you were kind of quiet about it on the radio show.
Right.
And so I wanted you to be, now that you're in a safe space, mm-hmm. just be transparent with us what really happened.
Transparent.
Yes.
You said trans.
Hey, this is our trans episode.
Yes.
Transparent about what happened on your little vacation there.
Well, the drive down I thought would be enjoyable. The vehicle did fine. But I decided, instead of listening to music, as everybody knows, one side of my window won't roll down. I've mm-hmm. got to take a weekend and fix that. So I didn't want to run the air. I wanted the wind going. So I rolled down the other side. And so then I had to crank my sound system wide open. And I said, I'm going to listen to a podcast. And I listened to a 2020 podcast. And it was over.
Homeboy's on a podcast, and he listens to 2020.
I mean, I just was like, well, you know, let's just try it out. I actually slowed down to catch the end of one. I listened to like five of them.
What is a 2020 podcast?
You know, 2020. You know, the show on ABC, they have a podcast.
Oh, and like, man, 60
I
minutes.
Was, yeah, but I was like so down by the time I got to my dad's.
I bet. Let me guess. It was about trans people.
Nope. No trans people in this. But there was one point where they were transporting a body.
No. Okay.
I don't want to give that part away. But anyway, I get there. I feel great. Talk to my dad. Can't go to sleep the first night.
Oof.
It's just, it's rough. I went to sleep about 6. So I get up at 11. Have a great day. Great, wonderful day. And then, of course, Alabama won over the weekend. And Duke lost. So it was really overall a great weekend. My sister cooked food. It was delicious. It was no microwave, nothing. It was all nice and fresh. We had a great Easter. I went to my childhood church, which they still go to, and got to meet the pastor, who is a Carolina fan. So that was nice.
That's good.
Yes. And then, so Saturday night, I was like, I'm exhausted. It was about 5 o'clock when I went to sleep. I don't know why I couldn't sleep. But I got up, go to church. So Sunday went great. The weather was absolutely incredible. Washed my dad's car, washed my car, vacuumed out my dad's car, vacuumed out my car. So I was feeling great. So we had a great evening and everything. And so then, of course, I talked to Emily a couple of times, my girlfriend.
By the way, for those listening, we have officially dubbed John Bird's girlfriend that he kisses on the lips. Her name is Emily now because that's what ChatGPT called her one day.
Yes, so we're going to go with that. So anyway, on the way back, my dad wasn't feeling good that morning, so I just spent some extra time with him. And then I went by, always go by, and visit my mom's grave. This will be 20 years coming up since she passed away. So I visited the grave, and then I headed out. So I decided to stop at South of the Border.
Wow.
Now, that has been a tourist trap since 1947.
Is it a restaurant?
No, it's like all kinds of things. They've got a gift shop. They've got these, they've got like these resin or plastic animals that you can climb up on and take a picture. It's very old school, and it was really, really bad last time I went. Like, it smelled bad and everything.
Oof. But
then I find out Bucky's opened up 22 miles down the road. So South of the Border stepped up their game big time.
I bet.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it. So I got you guys a couple of presents.
Oh, good.
Okay.
What'd you get us, John Bird?
Okay, but you guys got to close your eyes and hold out your hand.
Oh, come on. Come really? On.
Yes, close your eyes and hold out your
hand. Is this a trick?
I mean,
no, it's no trick.
All right, you go first.
Yeah, make me go first. All right, my eyes are closed.
If it's sticky, I don't want to. All right.
Okay.
You look at him.
I'm not looking.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll look.
Look at him.
I got
a
Mexican trans person.
I do. I have a very politically incorrect Mexican guy keychain.
Yes,
look at that.
That's Pedro. He is the... Actually, Tony, can you bring up the first picture is what the main South of the Border sign looks like.
He's Tony's showing his keychain. And yes. show us a picture.
Show
of
that picture.
South of the Border.
This is the main picture.
Nice, John Bird.
It is.
I'll actually put this on my keys.
I spent a lot of time. Yeah, there it is. That's the entrance to South of the Border.
You go right under...
Underneath the legs.
What's that guy's name you said?
Pedro.
Pedro, right under Pedro's legs.
And then there's actually a gigantic Pedro as you're leaving.
Oh, wow.
So those were, and really the only two pictures that I took, but they had all kinds of stuff, and I almost ate there.
Why did you only take two pictures if they had all that stuff?
Because I spent all my time in they call it the Old Mexico shop.
You literally took a picture on the way in and then one picture on the way out?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's awesome.
To be honest, there wasn't a whole lot else to take a picture of. I mean, I could have taken a picture of
maybe the big resin animals or something.
Yeah, the big resin. Yeah, they had a monkey and they had, you know, all kinds of things.
Well, I want you to see. I'm going to put Pedro on my keychain here, and if I can get this barcode off, so
anti-theft thing.
Well, it's actually pretty good because I know when. Knowing this, I'd probably get dinged at Walmart, and they think I'm stealing something.
Well, those things, I mean, it's pretty expensive there. Those things were $26.99.
These keychains? You paid $26 for these keychains?
This shirt was $52.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is the most John Bird thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it was crazy, and I almost got gas there, but I was not going to pay $6.49. For a gallon of gas. Look at that. Oh, that is so sharp.
He looks good. Check him out.
Yeah.
How about that?
Woo!
How about
nice.
That?
Anyway, I'll have to do mine in a minute. I can't get to it.
Thank you, John Bird. Thank
You're
you
very
for that.
Welcome.
That was very...
I wanted... You know, they had a lot of things you could get that didn't have South of the Border or Pedro.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get something that was unique, that screamed South of the Border.
Right.
So nothing screamed South of the Border more than... Pedro, the inappropriate mascot.
Pedro, non-PC Pedro, if you will.
Yes.
Well, we could put like the stripes on his little vest thing. We can make it like rainbow colors instead of Mexican colors or something.
I don't know if he would like that.
Yeah, we could.
He is very conservative.
I'm just trying to be with the times and what holiday it is. I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah, we want to make sure we're inclusive. Do I look pale to you guys? I feel like I look pale today.
Yeah, you look pretty rough.
Did I have a, maybe I just, I've skipped a few tanning bed sessions, like, and maybe I'm losing my tan.
You look rough. I'm just now noticing.
There's a.
And looking in the camera. Let's see, let's look in the camera. Oh my God, are you a zombie? I just noticed. Are you okay?
I would judge the tone of your skin, but you keep scooting out of the frame.
No, so I don't. Just look,
you're going the wrong
way. I hate that. I always get it backwards.
And his chair cocked to the side again. Can we just put the shot on him? Look how far away his chair is.
JFK.
It's like way out there.
Yeah, but I'm getting the energy going.
I think what we need to do is we need to get John Bird a stool for his seat.
So if we take away the rollers and just have it planted, he can't move?
Well, I think the back of his chair is distracting. And maybe it's just me, but it's like John Bird almost looks like he's floating in midair, and there just happens to be a chair over in the corner.
Like a Macy's balloon.
Like somebody but took an air hose and blew hot air up your ass. Can we let me pull this up real quick. Hold on. I'm going to send it to you, Tony. So there's a story. When did I do that? I did that on 4/1, correct? Let's see here. Searching. So I had a story that we did on the Wheel of Segments that we did not.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get a chance to get to it.
We didn't get to talk about it. Now, it was on the Wheel of Segments on Monday, but we didn't have time to bring it up because we had some breaking news going on. And plus, in full transparency, since we're transing up here, I'm starting to battle those panic attacks again, and it may have something to do with, you know, drama backstage or whatever, just general life stress that we all have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But it hit me at like 1:30, and I barely made it through those last two segments yesterday.
Man.
And so when we did the Wheel of Segments today, I was like, man, I'm going to do that story that we didn't get to.
Because it did work with the subject.
It did. And we still didn't get to it. We ran out of time.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump started speaking. So here's the perfect opportunity. I want you to look at this headline. It says, Bengaluru man dies after friend pumps hot air into his rectum for fun.
Yeah, and I really wanted to know, because we were talking about, was it helium? So his pooch would be like...
Yeah, if it was helium,
that might be funny.
Maybe if it's helium, maybe he's not dead. He just floated to another part of India. It says the man died from colon burst after his friend put the nozzle of an electric blow dryer for vehicles into his rectum and inflated it for fun, according to police. They said the 24-year-old Yogesh died after his friend Murali pumped hot air into his rectum playfully.
You do it playfully.
The incident took place on March 25th in some sort of place I can't pronounce, where Yogesh visited the CNS Bike Service Center where his friend worked. Police said that he was employed at the service center where his friend went to get his two-wheeler washed. Police says two-wheeler. That's called a bike. He says, police said after the motorbike wash was done, both started playing with a powerful electric blow dryer used to dry vehicles. Murali first used the blow dryer on Yogesh's face, then his back. Man, this is, he's talking about LGBT. Like, is that acceptable in this part of the world?
They should have a holiday for this.
They're like, oh, I think Yogesh is gay. Look at him playing with the blow dryer. It says he sprayed him in the face, then his back, and then finally filled his rectum with hot air.
Are they dressed? I mean, is he? You drop your pants, Reggie. I mean,
as the warm, hot, filtered air entered Yogesh's body via the anus, his abdomen expanded and he collapsed. As Yogesh, scroll up a little bit. As Yogesh collapsed, Murali rushed him to the hospital where doctors said due to the high pressure of the blow dryer, there was massive damage to Yogesh's intestines. Doctors said Yogesh needed an emergency operation. Yogesh hailed from blah, 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 worked as a delivery agent, blah, blah, blah. A case has been filed. I guess it says he died. case was filed at the police station under Section 304, which is culpable homicide of the Indian Penal Code. Police have arrested his friend. However, they say they're waiting on a postmortem report to know how Yogesh's organs were damaged. I don't think you got to wait on that, cousin. Mm-mm, I know exactly what happened.
Okay, Hot Anus Awareness Day?
Yes!
Hot Air Anus Awareness Day.
That deserves a week, actually.
Yes.
Hot Air Up the Booty Hole Awareness Week.
I'm sorry, but I don't think it's possible to kill someone with air up their booty unless that person has dropped their drawers.
No, have you guys seen the movie Old Country for, or New Country for Old Men, or
no,
whatever?
No Country
called?
For Old Men.
Yeah,
yes,
they got that
yes.
gun, air gun in there. Just, mm-hmm. they'll kill you. If you stick that up your anus, you're done. You know?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, and I got, but I mean, I guess. I mean, maybe they were wearing like a traditional long gown or something.
That's true.
Then
I
the
mean,
little diaper thing that they wear.
Now, suppose if you're the guy taking it, you know, like you know it's coming. Why would you do that in the first place? What's the joke? I don't get it.
Oh, this is funny.
Have you ever done
that,
John?
To use an Indian accent. Yeah. Oh, check this out. Let me stick this up your bum.
I don't know.
Thank Hold you. On tight, Yogesh.
Thank you. Die again.
Here comes the airplane.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised it didn't kill him when he got him in the face. You put him up like an eye, close to an eye, and do it.
Yeah, you kind of wonder what the pressure was on that. Like, how hard did this thing blow?
Can you imagine the pain, though? I bet just the pressure. Because when you get gas and you just got to burp or whatever.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Sometimes I get gas and I feel like I'm going to die. Yeah.
So they say imagine. You get gas, it feels like a heart attack, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, probably at first when that happened. Then his feces started to come out.
Oh, John Burr.
Wait a second. This is medical stuff. Then it didn't get a chance. It got blown up into his body. Think about that.
And his little curry turds are like, no, we're going the wrong way.
Man, that's awful.
Mm.
Yeah, they need a day to holiday for this.
A
for
day
sure.
to remember.
Yeah, Yogesh rectum air day awareness for Yogesh. Anyway,
I wonder where they transferred his body.
I wonder how many people made it to this part of the podcast before they cut it off. Because they're like, I signed up to watch Chris Cuomo. Anyway, let's move on. So another thing we talked about on the show that we need to get to. You said you were going to call Verizon. Tell them that you're John Bird.
Yes.
And that they should know who you are. They not they should. They do know who you yes. are. And you wanted to know if you could get your free iPhone 15 Plus.
Yes, because I've been with this company for 3 years. And then you're like, ooh, my service is no good. How is yours? And I'm like, it's great. So then you're like, oh, I will call. And then you get thousands of dollars.
Why am I caveman when we had this conversation? Oh, you'll have good service. I will call good service.
Me get phone 2. Me get 15. Well, you have old 8.
This dumb caveman's got an iPhone 15
I
now.
I know, man. I can't. Look how big it is. I mean, and then look at this little thing.
Look at the comparison here. Keep it on his camera. Look at that. Hold it up. Up higher. There you go. You screw it. It ain't a big deal.
But it works.
It's
good.
A lot bigger. Do you want to attempt to call him real quick? We got time. We should put it on speakerphone. Put it close to your mic.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And if they say we got to hold, we can move on to other stuff.
Yeah. I think what we need to do, what I had to do the other day when I needed to call him for my son, is you get it to a certain point, and then they say, would you like to hold, or we can call you back in 10 minutes. That will be the way to do it, because then we can go on about the show, and then if it rings,
just
I know.
Do that.
So I'm going to do that. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. I tell you what, Tony, what we need to talk about is one of the stories we talked about today, which is actually kind of an older story. It came up from last week. I just never got around to it. The dishonesty of the media and the fact that they get rewarded for their dishonesty. There was a picture of the year that was awarded to the AP related to October 7th in Israel. Remember, everybody knows the big terrorist attack. And let me see, as we go through this, I'm going to see real quick if I can find where I had it. You'll give me a second.
I think I found it.
Yeah, you've got it there. I was trying to find the name of the actual award, but it was some sort of award that had been around since like the 40s that they award photojournalists for picture or photo or video of the year.
If it's a photo, is it Getty Images maybe?
Well, it was some kind of weird name. It was like polyphoto or posse photo or something. Yeah. It was originated from the University of Missouri Journalism School back in like 1944. Mm-hmm. And so they award Picture of the Year in different categories. Well, the AP won this one category for Picture of the Year related to what happened in Israel between the Israelis and Gaza. And the picture is of Hamas terrorists carrying the dead body of a young woman in the back of a truck. Now, you see this is kind of blurred out here. The picture, when they show the picture, they're obviously not blurring anything out. They want to show the whole picture. Mm-hmm. But this right here is what won Picture of the Year. Hamas terrorists celebrating, and they've killed, likely raped, and murdered this young lady who was at the dance festival.
Yeah, it's horrible. And you think Picture of the Year would be better than this. You think Tiananmen Square, the guy in front of the tank, you know, something like that. But, I mean, it's an important picture, but I just don't personally care for it.
Well, in the award that was, when they presented this award, there was no mention of this young lady's name. Nothing at all. And on top of that, this is her right here. On top of that, the AP had photojournalist embedded with Hamas. So did the New York Times. So did the Washington Post. And these people have bared no responsibility whatsoever. And it just highlights the absurdity of the media, the hypocrisy of them patting themselves on the back. You look at all the stuff that they've reported about Donald Trump that has turned out to be wrong, Russiagate, everything else. And they've gotten Pulitzer Prizes for it. You know, they've been highly rewarded for these things, and they should be shamed. They should be humiliated for getting it so wrong and being so bad at their job. If you're good at your job, you would have known that Russiagate was a scam.
Yeah, you would think that would happen, but when you like own mostly everything and you control the narrative on everything and you hand the rewards to yourself in some other category, it all just kind of intertwines, and we're not part of their club, you know?
Yeah, these people are just doing what they're told, and I get that, but it's so disgusting. You go back, Trump saying the media is the enemy of the people. I don't think he got enough credit for being so accurate about that, because they truly are the enemy of the people.
Yeah, that's why I say every election I vote for whoever the media hates the most.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Yep. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's all you have to do. You just have to see who gets the most heat from the mainstream media, and you'll know who to vote for. John Bird, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. I'm just grooving out.
You just leave them on speaker, man.
Yeah.
We'll just wait them out. Did you talk to somebody already?
No, but they put me right.
Hello, this is Jim from Verizon. And may I have your name, please?
Yes, it's John Bird, BYRD.
Hi. Yes, John, how can I help you?
Yes, you are probably familiar with me. I'm on a big talk show, and I also do a podcast. And my friend decided to go with Verizon, thanks to me. And he ended up getting two iPhone 15s, the big old ones. And he also got two iPads. And I've been with Verizon for 3 years. So I was wondering, because of who I am, if I could get the same deal.
Tell you, she knows who you are.
Yes.
Upgrade your phone and get the iPad?
Yes, because I'm John Bird.
Yes, because I mean, I do speak very highly of your company on on my my podcast and my radio show that's syndicated, and I was just wanting to see if I could just go ahead and get two of the iPhone 15s and two of the iPads with the cool little keyboards on them. You know,
this separately, just get whatever. Them.
Can you verify to me first what's your phone number you are. Here Scott for us John. To check your account, and I will be more than happy to check that for you.
Yes, my number.
I turned his mic down.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's a good idea. His phone will be blowing up.
Hold on, John, let me go ahead and check your account here first, okay?
Thank you, it should be exemplary. I've always made my payments. She's checking my account. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen.
Well, whenever she comes back.
So I do see you also, John. Thank you so much for waiting.
Of course.
John, I do see that you have a prepaid account here in Verizon.
Is that bad?
I mean. This is also a prepaid account, correct?
Right.
But I'm John Bird.
I mean.
But if you wanted to. Okay, go ahead. What's that?
Okay.
You gotta tell them who you are.
I just wanted to let you know that if you wanted also to get our take advantage
right.
of our promotions,
mm-hmm.
We will be needing to migrate your account to a postpaid because for a prepaid there is no.
But I'm John Bird.
Promotions for that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand this. I mean, I'm John. I mean, I hate to keep saying this, but I'm John Bird, and. I don't understand why I cannot get this promotion because I'll be talking about how wonderful these phones are.
You can also take advantage of that, but you will need to transfer or migrate your account from prepaid to a postpaid.
I'm not an immigrant.
Okay. Now, I know, I mean, I make good money, really good money. So, you know, I don't have a problem with the prepaid, but, you know, I mean, my dad, well, my dad had prepaid and he's no longer with us. And
no.
I just kind of kept it as sort of to be a memory of him. Are we talking a lot more money for to upgrade the account?
I mean, no, John, this is your phone number 1013, correct? You
yes.
want to keep your phone?
Yes.
Number?
Number, yeah, not
okay,
the phone.
So if you wanted to keep your phone number, we will also migrate this account from prepaid to a postpaid.
Say, I don't want
to
move it. I want
to
migrate.
The promotions, and we will upgrade your phone.
He's in them, John Bird.
And for that one also, John, we will also run a self-credit check for you.
Oh, a credit check? Okay. I mean,
yes.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I've got a... I've got a couple of Range Rovers. I mean, so I mean, I do make good money. So I'm not worried about the credit. The prepaid part is just what's getting me right now. How much more will it be if I go with the unprepaid?
Unprepaid.
No, this is also a prepaid account. You will also migrate that on a postpaid. So if you're asking me about the postpaid account, what phone you wanted to get, what kind of iPhone 15? Because we have 15 Pro, 15 regular, 15 Plus, and 15 Pro Max.
All right. What is the most expensive one, the best one you've got?
The Pro Max.
The Pro Max. I mean, that sounds good. I currently have an iPhone 8, but it's not, I mean, I just haven't had time to upgrade it. And then, of course, when I found out from my friend, I'm like, whoa, what a deal. I can talk about this on my nationally syndicated talk show and podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you wanted to upgrade your phone to iPhone 15 Pro Max, you will have a monthly payment for the new phone, $33.33.
Okay, but...
Plus for the plan.
Okay, but so I would be paying $33.33 a month for the phone? I don't think you know who you're talking to. I need to let me mention one thing. My friend, and I mean he's a nice guy, but he's a little bit of a bum. And he was able had barely in good enough credit, and he was able to get it, and he only had to pay for the tax. That's what is confusing me. that he paid like $162 or something like that. And I mean, is this over what, 5 years? Would it be over 5 years that I would pay on this, or
3 years?
3 years.
Because our promotion for that chance, for Apple iPhone, for the new iPhone 15 with together with an iPad, our promotions for that is only for 36 months. So if you wanted to get a new iPhone 15 Pro Max, you'll
need be
to
63
pay
by
the
then.
The plan together with the device payment for the phone.
Okay, well, so my friend doesn't know it, but he's paying $33.33. Is that right? He just didn't understand.
Because if your friend also have already an account here in Verizon with the postpaid, we have a promotions here that he can also get a promotions or trade-in or credit promotions that he will get for a 36 months if he already have an existing account here in Verizon.
Yeah, but
because
okay, it's just he came from another company.
Okay,
it rhymes with E-Tobel. And he came from over there, and he was able to get all this stuff for free, just tax.
Ask her what she's doing for the eclipse.
Yeah.
For our free iPhone, it is only for iPhone 15, the regular one. It's also device payment.
Right. See,
so
I was
wondering. You need to pay every month is the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan.
We have a promotion right now for 15 Pro Max.
So, okay, so customers have been with you for several years. There's no promotion. Okay, but, I mean, the main thing, I wanted to have the iPhone 15 because I wanted to do the, you know, the eclipse that's coming. Matter of fact, what are you doing for the eclipse? Are you guys doing anything? A promotion would be really cool. You know, the one April 8th?
She's other way around the world. She doesn't know about it.
Uh-huh.
She just checked out.
The eclipse. April 8th. See, I really wanted the phone so I could record that because you're not supposed to look directly into it or your eyes will melt or something. So, but what are you, is Verizon planning? That would be really cool if you did some kind of promotion around that, the eclipse.
The flip phone?
Oh, the eclipse. You know, the moon is going to be a total eclipse where it's coming over the sun on April 8th. And they're saying the world's supposed to. That's ridiculous. I was talking about that the other day on my nationally syndicated talk show and podcast.
Ask her if she thinks China's going to invade Taiwan.
No. But, I mean, okay, I guess I'm going to have to, I'll have to really think on this. And
talk to your friend.
You know, I mean, you know, Mint Mobile has been calling constantly, you know, with deals. They said I can get an iPhone 10. For free, like the big fat one. So anyway, I appreciate your help. Let me think about it and pray on this, and I will we'll call you back. And thank you so much for your help. You've really been helpful. Nope, that takes care of it. All right, you have a great trans day. Well, that's just a load of bullshit right there. I cannot believe. She was going to charge me $33. Tony, figure it up. Over 3 years, how much would I be paying for that thing?
Well, it would be 33 mm-hmm. times 12 times 3. So I'm 24,
38, 36. 36 months. 36. So what's 33 times 36?
It's like $1,200 minus 3 cents, I think.
Yeah.
That's cents. How much it normally is.
That's true.
I guess they're not charging anything, but if they check my credit, it's over with. So
is that why you're on the prepaid deal?
Every 3 months it's $100, so that's $400
okay,
a year.
Okay, no. I'm not, no.
They, yeah.
She knew who I was. I think she was liberal, and she had seen my, well, I don't have one, but, you know, our podcast.
Right.
Probably listened to the radio show, and she was like, no, I'm not going to, if he ever calls me, I'm not going to take care of me. Was she Indian or was she Spanish?
I'd rather not speculate. I suspected maybe of Asian descent.
Asia's a big place. I'm sure it was there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Mint Mobile has been knocking down my door, and
Ryan Reynolds.
I can either get a flip phone or an iPhone 10, and you know, maybe I should go there.
Here's what I suggest you do.
All right.
Go to the Verizon store in person.
Okay.
That way they see who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They know for sure. Because anybody can call them and say they're John Bird. Right. But you go there, you tell them the same spiel. And they may, because I had to give them my old phone. I don't know. Like, I had an 11. I don't know how much more valuable an 11 is compared to an 8. But you could give it a shot. Well, that's all I'm
saying.
It's
a used 8.
Oh, you bought it used, so it's a double used.
Yeah, it's double used. But, I mean, they might not know.
He's working with a used iPhone 8. This is wild.
If I could get a camera, you know, get something like that, I would go in there.
Well, your phone's working just fine, but...
but it's not a 15. Look at yours.
The camera on this one has got pretty good quality. Check it out. Just point it at me. Hold it.
Oh.
Was that good quality, or can you even see?
The light's in the way. Let me do that.
Oh, hi. Oh.
Celebrate trans.
Okay, I just... Oh, he took a picture of me. Wow, that is pretty clear.
Yeah, I think the light is interfering with it. I would figure it being an iPhone 15, it would like automatically filter out the light.
I got to say, John Bird, that's a phenomenal picture of me. I look so skinny. Can I show this on your camera?
Yeah. And by the way, that particular picture, that hasn't got any filters or anything on it. It doesn't automatically affix anything. That's you. That's Skinny Andrew.
So what if I post this? What should I put the caption as?
I'm Skinny Andrew. Do you know who I am?
Mm.
That's a lot to put on.
That was
there.
A pretty good picture for that.
Yeah. There wasn't it? Yeah. I was like, I kind of like that.
Oh, and the light when you were doing that, it's like
I know,
an angel.
Like an angel for
oh my
sure.
Gosh.
All right, so the reason we did this podcast, and we'll get your phone thing figured out. We're going to work as a team to get it hammered out.
But it's not fair, Bert. I agree.
Yeah, it is. It's not fair. I think the powers that be are against you. But Chris Cuomo, he recently did a thing with Tucker Carlson. Y'all remember that? Did y'all watch any of that?
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yeah.
He did that with him, and some people got bent out of shape because they're like, oh, Tucker Carlson's being nice to him, and he's a scumbag, and he is in a sense. But then I started seeing posts about him being on the PBD podcast, and we are big fans of PBD. We've brought him up several times on the show. And I was like, why are people saying such nice things about Chris Cuomo? So we want to see what exactly happened on this podcast. I don't know. I'm seeing this for the first time, but let's just check it out.
You know, you know him very well. You guys have spent time, indirectly, even family member at some point. So this is RFK yesterday on CNN. Go ahead and play this clip, Rob.
When people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument.
Chris Cuomo is not even on this one, but maybe it's the next one. Just go to the next video and see.
Poor RFK. No, if I could handle his voice. I mean,
I am actually the RFK
deal. I can say that because I just won a case.
Where he just got, no, you're good. Where he just recently appointed his vice president, who's like this far left wacko, big time, and you remember the George Gascon out of California, the DA, Soros backed guy, and everything else. He or this girl that he picked has donated a ton of money to these Soros backed DAs. Like, this is a real left wing lunatic, and it was bizarre for RFK to pick that person because RFK kind of seemed like he was
gonna take the more conservative Democrats with him.
Yeah, he seemed like he was kind of making sense. Not that we would vote for him, but you know, he was kind of like, you know, I mean,
to be detrimental to both sides,
right? The point of RFK is you want the guy to, you want him to take votes away from Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your only purpose. I like what you say about the vaccine bays and everything else, but you're a left-wing lunatic, I mean, on a lot of issues, so we just really can't go down that route. I don't know I don't know what this entails, Tony.
I just found him on the podcast. I don't even know what they're talking about.
If you will, do you still have that other tweet that we had up a moment ago? Because it's got two. It's got two more clips. It's actually got Cuomo in there. I just didn't realize the first one. You go ahead and do that. We'll give you time.
I mean, this seems like it's tailor-made to take away Democratic votes.
That's 100% correct. And like Tony says, when it comes to people that are attacked by the media on a very heavy level, RFK is one of those guys. And so it makes you think, okay, and it may come from a place for the media just as, hey, we just don't want him to affect Joe Biden's votes.
But what's going to happen now?
They've gone to extreme lengths. They've got his family. They're parading them out there, and they're like, look, his family doesn't even like him. Here's my thought. How is the family being against RFK Jr.? That should actually help him, because how many, especially young liberal voters, are like, I've been accosted by my family because of my political views and blah, blah, blah. Your family hating you doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. Could mean your family's bad people.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Anyway, that's just what I thought. Here's some of that Chris Cuomo stuff from the PBD podcast. We'll see what sense he's making, I guess.
All right, so there's a lot here, okay? One, you're seeing why Bobby doesn't get invited on a lot of mainstream networks, okay? They do not want to hear anything that he's saying right now. I would have had a different conversation with him. I would have checked a couple of more points early on because he's very clever. He's a very intelligent guy. People mistake his voice for his cogency, and they're two very different things. So Aaron, you see, is trying to distill the soundbite. Kennedy says Biden more dangerous than Trump. That's what she wanted out of it. That's the clickbait. I'm not criticizing her. I'm saying that's what it is. He is touching on something that is really, really important for Democrats to understand. Okay. The Trump is the boogeyman argument is not going to get it done for you with independents. It's not going to work. I'm not saying that you're wrong to make the argument. I'm saying that people know who Trump is. He's been weighed and he's been measured. Every moment you spend not discussing policies that you will put in place and methods that you will establish with your leadership that is better than his is a moment lost. People don't like what the government did under Biden during COVID with respect to policing what was on social media. This is the democracy issue of our generation. What you're allowed to process for yourself versus what is manipulated on social media is the issue. Even the new feature on Meta, where you can turn on and turn off different types of political speech, huge problem, huge problem. We are in a censorship phase. The federal government was censoring information to social media platforms.
No shit.
We all know that there's always
a weird to hear him say that.
Yeah. And government. Over the years, I've had many different administrations come to me and say, be careful about this, be careful about that, be careful. And I welcome it. I welcome it. But there's a line. And they went over the line because they wanted to protect
the
government.
Ah, I see what you did there, Chris.
And they manipulated social media. The social media people were stupid or gullible or transactional, whatever it was.
They were trans. Implicit. So much trans in this.
And that's
you
what
you believe that? You think they were complicit?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Because look, you don't have to do what the government's telling you to do. Were there some subtle threats? Yeah, I believe there were. But Bobby is right about this issue. Does it make Biden a bigger danger to democracy? I think the whole thing is hyperbole. I think neither of these guys are going to destroy the democracy.
Right. But you,
okay, so that actually makes sense as to why people are saying, wow, Chris Cuomo is talking some sense. It is a bit shocking to hear him say those things, all of which are true. I mean, what's not true is Biden actually is a danger to democracy, but we're not looking to steal people's talking points. But I got to say, man, that's weird to hear Chris Cuomo talk like that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and he is. He's making really good sense. I mean, he's making good points.
Well, just the fact, the point he made about the Kennedys and how, like, the media is the enemy, correct?
So correct.
If the media doesn't want him on, that just tells you that RFK is not a bad dude.
It was weird to hear him talk about how administrations, and what he means by that is presidential administrations would come to him and say, hey, you know, kind of watch your P's and Q's on this topic, as in this is going to hurt us, so don't go too far with it. And he says at some point that it goes over the line.
Right.
My question to him would have been, why are you letting them dictate anything?
I can tell you why. It's because the drug companies pay for advertising on the TV station, so they can't talk bad about them. You can't talk bad about a vape shop, can you?
Yeah, that's true. I can't.
Yeah, so there you go.
I mean, I can talk bad about
them. You know what
I mean. Just not one. There's one vape shop I'm not going to talk bad about.
Of course.
But it's because I love that vape shop.
I do, too.
So, yeah, that would be my question to him is why are you allowing anybody? It's part of it is, in fact, Pfizer or whoever is pumping big advertising dollars into whatever channel you're on. But another one is these people, and this is where journalism gets so corrupt with reporters and everything, they want access because they end up getting the scoop, getting the story, getting the interview by playing niceties with whoever. And so you see how nice the media is to a Democrat administration right now. It's because they want access to that administration. Here's the difference is that this administration's not giving them access. They're hiding Joe Biden, Kareem Jean-Pierre. She can't, you know, put together three sentences. Like, so there's no access. When Trump was in office, he gave them all the access they wanted so they could be mean to him. They weren't going to lose access because he talked to anybody and everybody. But when Democrats are in power, they say with the media, hey, we'll play ball if you're nice to us in your reporting, and that's how it goes down.
I'm thinking about something. Going back to Cuomo, he sounded so different on CNN. Is that because of work? Does he really feel the way he was talking now?
I think so. I think it's probably, I don't think he felt that way when he was on CNN. I think he got out of the business, out of the bubble, and probably woke up.
You think there's maybe others that feel differently, and because they want that fame or recognition in media?
I don't know. I think, well, you know, we saw Don Lemon, who has recently exited CNN over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to change. I think he's going to pretty much stay as Mr. I'm a victim because I'm black and I'm gay.
Yeah. Speaking of Don Lemon, PBD put out a post this morning saying that he was joining the team, or yesterday, and that was his April Fool's.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Everybody's like, oh, my God. I will say this. April Fool's on social media went a little far, because every big socialite on social media, anybody with a following was doing something stupid, like April Fool's joke, and I'm like, if everybody's doing it, it's not funny. Like, James O'Keefe put out a post that he was, you know, retiring from investigating. And I'm like, y'all stop. Yeah. Like, we know, we get it. I mean, if like only one or two people did it, maybe you could get some traction, but everybody was doing it.
Well, Emily, my beautiful girlfriend, got me big time because she kind of just mentioned it in passing. You know, when we talked, she said, yeah, that's something y'all, you need to, you know, talk to Andrew about. And she said, they're showing now, it's just coming out, that there is a connection between Hunter Biden and P. Diddy.
Mm.
So, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, we really talking about, and she would, when I talked to her again, she said, have you talked to Andrew about it? And I was like, no, I'm going to wait till I get back. Finally, the end of the day, she was like, that was an April Fool. You're supposed to call Andrew.
And you blew it.
I blew it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even remember it was April Fool's.
So she just wanted to see you on the phone looking stupid because you were like, oh, yeah, I got this big scoop.
Well, you don't have to see me on the phone. You can see me pretty much every day on this podcast. You're going to hear me on the show.
This is, don't you know who I am? I'm John Byrd, and I've got the scoop.
Give me an iPhone 15.
Anyway, I hope that works out. I really do.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of administrative access, remember Larry Sinclair when he gave his interviews and the mainstream didn't cover him because if they covered that back in 99 or whenever, 2008 or when he came out, they would have lost access to the Obama administration.
That's true.
Yeah, they threatened that, so nobody covered it.
Yeah, there's got to be so many instances. Like if we look back, we will see so many stories getting knocked down. You think of with the Bidens, Tony Bobulinski, all right? Media refused to cover Tony Bobulinski, who had all the dirt on the Bidens. It's almost as if the media knew what was going to happen in November of 2020 with the election. Mm. And they knew if they covered Bobulinski, they'd have no access to the White House if Biden won. So they didn't cover it. And people call that collusion or censorship. You know, the social media companies, same way. Social media companies want Section 230, which protects them from liability. So they want to play ball. The FBI comes knocking at the door. They say, hey, we need you to do X, Y, and Z and censor this. If you don't, I heard through the grapevine that Congress is going to repeal your protections. And so, oh, yeah, sure, whatever you want. Here's all the secret information. Here's everybody's data.
And it's not like it's hidden.
No. It's a big what was that word I kept using today? Rigmarole? Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Rigmarole.
Rigmarole?
Yes.
I used it like four times today. I don't even know why.
Siri, what does rigmarole mean? I hate my Siri. I hate her.
Does she know who you are?
Yes, she hates me. A long rambling story or statement.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was. I was using it wrong the whole day.
You can make it mean whatever you want, Andrew. I give you permission.
I thought rigmarole was like hogwash, like, you know, yeah. Just a bunch of BS.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I think you could put that in there.
Well, we got to get out of here. So glad that we got to do another one of these. It feels like, it's been a lifetime since we've been in this studio. This studio is home.
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 It's good to be home.
Tony Gump, you got any final words?
Yeah, if you paid attention to the podcast beginning of the year, I said it would be a good time to buy gold or silver when it dipped. I hope somebody took my advice because you'd be up, 12% or so on eat meat. Get good sleep, get sunlight, and get lots of water.
You heard that, wow. Cuzzy. That's actually very good advice. So y'all make sure to do that.
Yeah, sorry about the long speech there.
No, well, there's something else I was going to put out there, and I can't remember what it was.
And don't have panic attacks, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the panic attacks at some point, too, because I feel good. I'm good right now. Like, as soon as the show got started, I was fine, mm-hmm. but there's something going on.
Lurking back there behind you.
Anyway, the moment everybody's been waiting for. John Byrd, final words.
Yes, make sure everybody knows who you are. And everybody go out and get an iPhone 15. And if you would, call Verizon. You know what? Let's start. Okay. Someone start a GoFundMe so I can get an iPhone 15.
You need to sell a Range Rover or something.
Yeah, you got to sell one of those Range Rovers, cuzzy.
No, I mean, I deserve it. Don't I? You deserve it. You call them up and say, do you know who I am? I deserve it. And don't leave boogers on your... So, like, if you sneeze, always clean those off.
Wipe it on your sleeve or something.
And don't smell your finger when you dig into your ear. Earwax.
Great advice, as always, John Byrd.
Thank you.
See his face. His face says he's so excited when I congratulate him on his final words. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you. Make sure you comment, hey now or whatever. 1,000 subscribers. We're wearing suits and ties in the studio. Subscribe, comment, and we'll see you next time around. Until then, Circa!